With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Lisa Dwyer reports that officials in Gaza say that Israel has stormed a hospital in the territory's north.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops have stormed Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of the last hospitals operating in the area, and forced many of the staff and patients outside, where they were then forced to remove their clothes in wintry weather. The staff says it has been hit multiple times in the past 3 months by Israeli troops waging an offensive against Hamas fighters in the surrounding neighborhoods. Israel's military says Hamas uses the hospital as a base, a claim which hospital officials deny. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the suspect in the burning death of a woman on a New York City subway train has been indicted. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prosecutors say the man accused of burning a sleeping woman to death inside a New York City subway station has been indicted on murder and arson charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says the indictment will be unsealed on January 7th. If convicted, the suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, could spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Authorities say during questioning, Zepeda claimed he did not know what happened, but he identified himself in photos and surveillance videos showing the fire being lit. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stocks are closing lower as Wall Street ended a holiday-shortened week on a down note. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% yesterday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 333 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.5%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency needs to start taking extraordinary measures or special accounting maneuvers intended to prevent the nation from hitting the debt ceiling as early as January 14th in a letter sent to congressional leaders earlier this afternoon. This is SRN News. Canada targets ministries and pro-lifers. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate that over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period last year. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with the other years. On October 7, thousands of terrorists breached the country's border. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Washington are seeking to ban new sales of Chinese-made drones.
The argument is they could be used to spy on Americans and that the low-cost models are hurting the U.S. drone industry. But U.S. users, spanning from police officers to farmers to mappers and filmmakers, have come to rely on Chinese-made drones, especially those by DJI Technology, for their work or lives. Florida has banned Chinese drones in state-funded programs, but also appropriated $25 million to help offset replacement costs. John Scott reporting.
A top White House official says a ninth U.S. telecoms firm has been confirmed to have been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private texts and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. Officials said this month that at least eight telecommunications companies, as well as dozens of nations, have been affected by the Chinese hacking blitz known as Salt Typhoon. This is SRN News.